Hi guys, so this is another podcast on this time on Winnie the Pooh, more specifically the Christopher Robin movie from 2018 with Ewan McGregor. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Apologies if I'm not. I just felt inspired about this movie. I just felt inspired, after talking about Paddington, but more so in the scrambled moving ranting that comes from the heart. And this review that's fueled by passion. I just want to talk more so about the animation style, and hopefully for anyone who's in animation or cinematography or anything visually film related, for anyone who does anything film related in terms of visuals and anything behind the scenes, just basically anyone who does anything visual post-production and the special effects, and what we can learn going forward with that kind of filmmaking. Sorry guys, that was a little wordy, but more so the special effects and behind the scenes is what I'm trying to focus on. I don't know guys, I just thought this was so fascinating. It's not just simply block-like animation style again, and again, not hating on Pixar. Which I'm not trying to make less of their animation style. I think Pixar is awesome. I don't know, but more so how what I'm trying to get at is I just thought it was awesome how they made it look like a real stuffed bear that you could just reach out and hug and give Winnie the Pooh a giant hug. It's so cute and lifelike. But more so, it's just amazing that Pooh the bear, or Pooh, was this teddy bear that reminded you of your favorite stuffed bear that you always brought during times of fear, or if you had a bad dream as a kid, that stuffed bear would be kind of like your friend. I don't know, I just thought this movie did an awesome job just reminding you of the bear that you used to cherish and love, who cares if it was fake or just some object or a stuffed toy. It's still precious to your heart, guys. Kind of reminds me of the chocolate that you see with Miss Honey and Matilda. It just brings you back to childhood. It makes you want to be a kid again, when you're older. I don't know. I just feel the 2022 Clifford movie and Lyle Lyle Crocodile, they just come across as copycats that, again, I'd have to see them again as I'm willing to say I'm willing to learn and be educated, not trying to hate on those movies. I think they look like great movies. They just kind of come across as formulaic animal in person's life movies. And, you see the theme of bringing people closer together for a cash grab. That kind of thing, which is usually forgettable. Again, I just feel it follows that same formula. Where, you just see basically an animal within a person's life movie, and just, it brings people closer together. That's the theme I'm trying to get at. Sorry, guys, that came out a little wordy. Again, I think that is for a cash grab and, just popularity. Those films tend to be forgettable to me. Again, I'd be willing to see Lyle Lyle Crocodile and the Clifford movie when I get time. Not trying to hate on them. But I just feel Christopher Robin again, as I'm referring to the 2018 Disney movie. Again, I'm not an expert on Winnie the Pooh. I don't know if there's supposed to be stuffed animals in the cartoon. Or books. I just think they did a genius move by having them appear as stuffed animals that anyone would cherish. It just kind of gets you to see past the barrier of seeing them as animations or toys, but more so something that reminds you of being a kid again. Again, referring to stuffed animals, basically, and just live life to the fullest. It's just like when he asks Christopher Robin, what's your favorite day? And he says, today. So live it to the fullest, guys. Live life to the fullest. I don't know. This movie is just so magical and awesome. I'll probably watch the 2017 Goodbye Christopher Robin movie soon. which is next on my list. Winnie the Pooh's awesome. Well, that's it, guys. Thanks for listening, as usual. Those are my thoughts on this movie. I like to do some more thinking about this movie and put out, hopefully, another podcast on it. Let me know what you think of this movie, guys. See ya. And thanks for listening.